Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello everyone and welcome back. Hope that you're all doing well. I am doing okay. And today I'm going to talk to you a bit about what I'm going to be doing in the UK. Because if you listened to the last episode, then you would have heard that after almost 6 years of living in Japan, I am moving back to the UK. And it's been a while since I lived in the UK, so it's going to be a big change. But at the end of the last episode, I said that I have quit my job here in Japan. I was working as a translator, and I've quit that job, and I'm going to be starting something new, a kind of a new career. So in this episode, I'm going to talk a bit about that. Many of you who have been listening for a while will probably know that I was working as an English teacher for quite a long time. So I spent a collective 8 years working as an English teacher. I say collective because it wasn't all in one go. It wasn't continuous. There were times when I changed jobs and did other things, but altogether, I have about 8 years of English teaching experience. I quite like teaching. I know that I like teaching. I have some experience with teaching and with classroom management. So, as well as doing one-to-one lessons, I've also done a lot of lessons to classes of children of all ages and adults. So I've dealt with lots of classrooms before. And as well, I studied biology. Well, it's ecology. I studied ecology when I was at university. Ecology is just a kind of part of biology. So I studied science, but I haven't really used that. I haven't used my science degree directly. For many English teaching jobs in Japan, it was a prerequisite, or it was a condition that you have a bachelor degree, your first university degree. So I did need it, I did use it in some way, but I haven't really used the sort of science part. I haven't used what I've learned about science. So now I'm going to be combining my experience in teaching with my love and knowledge of science, and I'm going to be becoming a science teacher. And I'm going to be teaching in high schools, so in secondary schools. At the beginning, because I haven't done this before, as I said, I have taught English in English classrooms, but that's kind of a different set of qualifications to be a proper secondary school in public schools in the UK. You need to have a particular certificate, and that in the UK is called a PGCE. It could be, different names in different countries, but it's basically a certificate that says I can teach as a, you qualify either way, like secondary, well, your experience will be either way for secondary schools or for primary schools. I'm going for secondary schools. So I'm doing a program that will give me the certificate and the experience to do that. So the program that I will be doing is a little full-on or a little intense for some people, because you start teaching almost straight away. So you get a short course at the beginning. I think it's 5 weeks if you do it full-time, or it's like 7 or 8 weeks if you do it part-time. But basically you get this short course, and then you are in the classroom teaching with somebody kind of monitoring you and helping you. But basically, you start teaching at the beginning. And then alongside that, while you're teaching, you do some essays, which and some other ways of getting credits for the teaching certificate. So it's quite a good course in that I will be gaining experience and getting my certificate at the same time. So the program runs for 2 years. So at the end of the 2 years, I'll have 2 years of teaching experience and I'll have the certificate. And in the UK, you have to have a particular amount of experience to become a qualified teacher. So you get something that's called qualified teacher status. So by the end of the program, I'll have my certificate, I'll have my qualified teacher status, and I'll have 2 years of experience. So it's sort of a very quick way to start a new career. So for someone like me, who's I'll be 37 soon. In February next month, I'll be 37. I don't want to hang around. You know, I want to just get in to this new career, into this new job. You know, so for some people, they might want to take a bit of a slower approach. So there are other ways into teaching where you kind of study for a while first and you learn a lot of things first before you actually start teaching students, and you can sort of prepare a bit more. But for me, I just kind of want to get into it. And as well, because I have the experience of teaching classrooms with English teaching, I feel like I'm not a complete beginner. You know, I feel like I have some experience. I've learned lots of things along the way about teaching lessons and dealing with classes and dealing with behavior with younger students. So I feel like I have some skills already that will help with this job. But one thing I am doing at the moment to help me prepare is making sure that I have a better knowledge of science, because I did my university degree a long time ago. I didn't go to university at the sort of usual traditional age. So a lot of people go to university at like 18, and then I finished at 21, because in the UK it's just 3 years. But I went to university when I was 25. So when I was younger, I left the UK and I worked in several different countries, traveled around a bit, and then I went back to the UK at 25 and went to university. So I did that a bit later than most people. But still, it was quite a long time ago. So I think I finished, I think I was 29 or 30 when I finished. So that was still quite a long time ago, and my science knowledge is not so fresh in my mind. You know, it's been a while. And also, when you're at university level, you kind of, well, not kind of, you specialize. You have to specialize in something. You know, every year gets more and more specific. You know, the range of topics that you're studying gets narrower and narrower. So I, of course, started my university degree learning more general biology, but by the end of the third year, I was focusing very much on things like biodiversity, which is sort of the amount of different species in a particular ecosystem or habitat. So I was sort of very focused on one topic, whereas in high schools, when you learn biology, of course, it's a very broad knowledge. It's sort of a little bit of everything. So instead of just focusing on one topic, it's kind of spread out over all the topics, and not just the topics within biology, but the topics within science. So I'll have to be teaching physics, chemistry, biology across a sort of broad spectrum of topics. So to prepare for that, I have been doing a lot of study of the kind of material that the students need to learn. I want to make sure that I know everything by heart before I start. So knowing something by heart means you don't need to check it, you know it immediately. And yeah, I want to make sure I have a very good working level of knowledge on all those topics, because managing a classroom and managing lots of students can take a lot of brain power. You have to concentrate, you have to make sure you're aware of many things at the same time. So I don't want to be using my brain to remember particular things about science. I want to make sure that that's sort of easy for me to recall all that knowledge, so I can just concentrate on helping the students. So that's something that I've been focusing on at the moment. And the course that I mentioned to you that I'll be doing, the program that I'll be doing to get my certificate and my qualified teacher status, the program I'll be doing is actually, the certificate will be free. I don't need to pay for the certificate, and they will pay me for the time that I'm in the classroom. So it's a very attractive program because I don't need to pay anything, and conversely, I will be getting paid. But what the program gets out of this is, so they are a charity and they work with the government, and by providing this training and certificate to people, they get teachers for low income areas. So I will be going to work in a school that is having a bit of a hard time finding teachers, because it's perhaps some of these locations are like rural, they're kind of out of the city, or some of them might just be in neighborhoods that are more low income, where people have less money, and they're schools that kind of need a bit of help with finding teachers. So I'm quite excited about this aspect, because as I mentioned, I didn't go to university until I was 25, well actually 26, I should say. When I was 25, I did a kind of adult's diploma, because I actually didn't finish the education that I needed to be able to go to university when I was younger, because I come from one of these kind of low income areas. I come from a family that was really quite poor when I was younger. We didn't have much money at all. I lived in a house in the UK that had no heating and no double glazing in the windows, so it was very cold all the time. We couldn't always afford like the kind of best food, so it was kind of we definitely couldn't afford like the best clothing. So I really came from a background where it didn't have much at all. My dad's car was always breaking. Like, we couldn't afford a decent car, we couldn't afford decent clothes. Really came from quite a poor background, and nobody in my family, like even in my extended family, my aunties, uncles, grandparents, cousins, brothers, sisters, nobody in my family had been to university. I came from a kind of background where people just finished school and either didn't find a job, or if they did a job, some kind of basic sort of labor job. I didn't come from a background where people were getting educated and going to university and things like that. So that was something for me that I didn't sort of think about doing when I was a young adult, especially not when I was a child. And even when I was a young adult, I didn't think about going on and getting better educated. I really didn't know what to do with my life, which is why, when I was about 19, I just went overseas and just started working overseas and moving around, traveling, because I just had no idea what to do with myself. And I think a big part of this is, sort of reason for that. Like I said, I had no one in my family that had been to university, or no one in my family that kind of could help to influence me to go into education or into starting a career. And then at my school as well, my school was not a very good school. It was actually on report by the government body that monitors schools. They said like, oh, this school is really bad, and they were watching my school. And actually my school is closed now. It ended up closing because it was just a terrible school with lots of problems. And I didn't have any teachers or anybody that sort of helped me and gave me any guidance or helped to motivate me You know, I didn't feel inspired at all. You know, I didn't like going to school, and yeah, I didn't sort of feel like I had any relationship with any of my teachers or anything like that. So by doing the program that I've been talking about and going to these low-income areas, I'm hoping that I will be able to help some children who are a bit like I was when I was younger. Like I said, it would have been nice for me to have had some help or some inspiration or some motivation. So I'm hoping that I can give that to students that didn't get the kind of help that I needed when I was younger. So motivating and inspiring young students is definitely not easy. It's definitely going to be a challenge. And in some of these schools, there could also be some issues with behavior where students don't want to listen to the classes. But as I've said before, I do have a bit of experience dealing with young students, and I have had lots of young students that were a bit difficult to deal with. You know, I've had some nice students that just listened and did their work, but I've also had lots of students that were a bit more challenging. And I've also recently been listening to a lot of audiobooks on behavior in schools to try to learn a bit more about how to deal with these things. And most of the things I've been learning a lot, but most of it is around the kind of principles that I've always applied to teaching. And I've always tried to just form a good relationship with students, because if you get them on your side, you know, if they kind of feel like you have a nice relationship, then they're more likely to listen to you and they're more likely to be motivated to do the work. You know, when you're constantly just shouting at the students and trying to punish them, that doesn't really make them want to work. It usually does the opposite. So I'm kind of hoping that, you know, through this approach and, you know, through my own experiences and being able to understand a little bit about the background that these students are coming from, I'm hoping that I can get them interested in science and in learning in general, and also try to help them just to realize what opportunities are available to them. Because when I was younger, I really didn't even understand the opportunities available to me. As I said, like, nobody in my family went to university, so I just didn't really feel like that was a realistic thing for me to do. I just felt like, oh, like, that's not something that people like me do, that's something that these other people do. And yeah, that just didn't sort of feel like something that I was really supposed to be doing. And my teachers at school never really, you know, talked to me about that stuff in a meaningful way. You know, perhaps they did in things like classroom assemblies where you have, like, or a school assembly where you have all the students in one big hall, and perhaps the teacher might have stood at the front and said, hey, everybody, you know, if you want to have a good career in life, you need to go to university and things. They might have done that. I don't remember. But, you know, I didn't, as I said, I didn't feel like I had a good relationship with any of the teachers, so I didn't really respect anything they were telling me anyway. So I think that's something that's very important when dealing with anybody, but especially with young people. You have to form a good relationship first before you start sort of trying to advise them and give them, you know, give them guidance and things like that. So that's something that, yeah, I'm sort of excited to get into, and I kind of hope that I can have a positive impact on some young people's lives. So that's kind of, yeah, that's my goal at the moment. So a big change in my career, a big change in my life, but yeah, I'm kind of hoping, as I said, that I can help some young people to, yeah, sort of take control of their life and hopefully not just, you know, I didn't waste my time. Of course, traveling overseas was good, but I hope that I can help students to figure out what they want sooner so they don't sort of waste any time or sort of mess around a bit like I did. So yeah, that's my sort of goal at the moment. That's what's going on in my life. So you'll be hearing a bit more about that soon. So I'll be starting the training for my program in, I think it's June. And then I'll be in the classroom in September. So if you stick around, keep listening to Easy Natural English, then yeah, you'll hear a little bit more about those adventures as well. So thank you all very much for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast and share with your friends. And I'll see you all back here next time.